This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's a piece of news that odds are won't surprise you greatly. Union membership is down. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the percentage of American workers who belong to a union dropped half a percentage point last year to 11.3%. And no, it's not a big drop for a single year, but it does take organized labor back down to the lowest point it's been at since the 1930s. Some new anti-union laws in places like Michigan and Wisconsin, big industrial states, haven't helped much. But Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports that labor's decline goes far beyond just politics.
Unions aren't wrong. They are under political attack. Just yesterday, Pennsylvania became the latest northern state to consider right-to-work legislation. The recessions hurt unions, too. The new data shows the number of unionized public employees is down, the victim of state and city budget cuts. But labor economist Paul Harrington at Drexel University says labor's real problem isn't Republicans or recessions. It's the kind of jobs the American economy is creating.
A lot of the industries where we're getting job growth are in, you know, non-union areas and non-union occupations.
Like finance, leisure and hospitality, high tech, and retail.
So the unions can count on prosperity in replenishing their members.
Gary Chason is a labor specialist at Clark University in Massachusetts.
And you can add to this the fact that when the unions decline in size, they become increasingly seen as irrelevant to our society, on the margins of our society and economy.
Which is how many younger workers may see them now, especially the growing numbers who change jobs every couple years, do temp, part-time, or contract work, and might just see unions as more useful to auto workers than computer programmers. Labor advocates are urging unions to spend more money figuring out ways to recruit these new workers. Problem is, labor's already spending more to fend off anti-union legislation in states like Michigan and Pennsylvania. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.